This is the second mindful movement practice as part of the mindfulness-based stress reduction program that you have joined. We will begin this practice with standing postures, and as in the other practices, emphasizing and maintaining the continuity of moment-to-moment awareness throughout the movement and into stillness. Cultivating a non-judgmental, compassionate attitude as we explore movement and engage our bodies with wisdom. Not trying to force or strain the body. And letting your own wisdom override my instructions about whether or not to do a particular stretch and how long to hold that stretch. Working with the eyes open or closed as you practice. So let's begin by standing with the feet at a comfortable distance apart, settling your awareness into the soles of the feet on the floor or on the mat, noting the sensations in the toes, the balls of the feet, the arches and heels. Centering yourself by finding your balance. Here you may want to lift the toes off the floor and then place them gently back. And perhaps shifting the weight forward ever so slightly and then backward again ever so slightly. And side to side, maintaining awareness as you move. And then finding your balance, coming to stillness. Moving your awareness upward now through the ankles and the lower legs, softening the knees, aligning the hips and lower back, embodying a sense of uplift in the legs and lower back, and maintaining a posture of uprightness without being stiff, aligning the head and neck over the shoulders so that you are standing upright, balanced, feet rooted like a tree or like a mountain, with the rest of the body reaching upward toward the sky, standing fully present, aware of sensations in the body, and also of the micro movements needed to maintain balance. Fully present from moment to moment. And now let's stretch and lengthen the body by raising the arms up as far as you can, overhead or wherever is good for you. Stretching the whole body upward, reaching up, and at the same time pressing the soles of the feet into the floor, and noticing the sensations in the feet, in the legs, the back, the side body, the shoulders, the fingers. Breathing here and placing your attention fully in the hands, arms, and shoulders as you float them back to your sides, maintaining continuity of awareness of sensations throughout the movement. And then feeling the release as your arms and hands reach your sides. And noticing the sensations of opening and lengthening the body in this gentle stretch. And then let's repeat that again. So reaching up, stretching up, rooting the soles of the feet on the earth, breathing, maintaining continuity of awareness as you breathe, and then as you float the arms back down to your sides and returning to stillness. And let's do another side opening stretch. So on the next in-breath, reaching up with the right arm with the fingers pointing toward the ceiling as if you were trying to reach something just out of reach. And if you care to, gaining a little more height by bending the left knee and raising the left heel ever so slightly off the floor so that you are reaching up a little higher by resting your weight on the ball of the left foot. Reaching, breathing, sensing into the stretch. And then exhaling as you let the right arm float down and as you place the left foot fully on the floor. Returning to standing, rooted and upright like a mountain. Taking a moment to feel into the sensations of stillness and the effect of this gentle stretch in the body. And now let's do the other side. So reaching up with the left arm, and as if you were reaching for something just out of reach, and if you care to extend the stretch, then bending the right knee and lifting the right heel up off the floor and using the leverage of the weight on the ball of the right foot to reach a little higher and perhaps a little higher. Sensing into the sensations of the stretch, breathing here, and then on the out-breath, maintaining continuity of awareness throughout, letting the arm float down to your side and placing the right foot fully on the floor, coming back to stillness, coming back to standing upright, embodying wakefulness and dignity. And now let's do some shoulder rolls, making circles with the shoulders. So with awareness, bringing the shoulders upward toward the ears, opening the chest while rolling the shoulders back and down, completing the circle by rolling the shoulders forward. And as you roll the shoulders, maintaining awareness of sensations throughout the movement, and doing this a few more times at your own pace, perhaps playing with the wideness or smallness of the circles that you make with your shoulders. So bringing the shoulders up towards your ears, opening the chest, rolling the shoulders back, down and forward. And then when you're ready, let's reverse the direction. So lifting the shoulders up, rolling forward and down, back, and opening, and then back up. So rolling the shoulders in the opposite direction, playing with the circumference of the circle that you make, and maintaining continuity of awareness of sensations as you move. And then coming back to stillness, aligning the shoulders and head and neck. And now, working with the head and neck, this is an area where we carry tension and stress and tightness habitually. So let's first start with some very gentle neck rolls. And being very careful here not to overextend, not to do too much. Let's first imagine that we are standing in front of a foggy mirror and using the tip of the nose, drawing a picture of a circle on the foggy mirror going in a clockwise direction. And notice as you do this that the head and neck are rotating very gently, feeling the sensations as you roll the head and neck, and playing here, if you care to, with the circumference of the circle, making them wider or smaller. Doing so carefully and with attention throughout. And when you're ready to, reversing the direction of rotation counterclockwise. Noticing sensation. Perhaps noticing sound in the neck as it rolls. And then coming back to stillness with the head and neck balanced over the shoulders. And now let's gently stretch the sides of the neck. So letting the head fall toward the left shoulder. And here, it's important not to strain the neck or strive to reach the shoulder, but just letting gravity gently pull the weight of the head down toward the shoulder as you allow both shoulders to drop. Noticing the muscles in the right side of the neck stretching gently. And then bringing the head back up to center. And letting the head fall toward the right shoulder. Again, allowing both shoulders to drop. Letting gravity gently pull the weight of the head toward the shoulder. Not straining or striving here. Just fully aware of the sense of stretching, release, and softening. And then raising the head back up to center, coming back to stillness, standing like a mountain. For the next movement, we will be doing a balance pose to strengthen the body. So beginning by stepping the feet and widening your stance a little bit, raising your arms out to the sides up to shoulder height, and then shifting your weight to the right and letting the weight rest on the right foot, and then extending the left leg out to the side so that your left big toe is touching the ground. And this may be as far as you go in this balance posture. But if you care to, raising the left foot and leg with the foot facing forward, balancing here with the arms and legs extended out to the sides of the body. Breathing here maintaining continuity of awareness of the movements required for balance, sensing into the posture. And then when you're ready, lowering the leg, lowering the arms, and returning to a standing posture with the feet closer together, and attending with interest to the body sensations after stretching and balancing in this way. And when you're ready, let's reverse the side. So stepping the feet out again and extending the arms to the sides up to shoulder height and shifting the weight toward the left with the weight on the left foot, extending the right leg out to the side so that the right big toe is touching the floor and balancing here. And then if you care to, raising the right foot off the ground with the foot facing forward and lifting the right leg. Balancing here with the arms extending outward, the right leg raised. Maintaining present moment awareness of the body, stretching, reaching, balancing, and then lowering the leg, lowering the arms, and returning to the mountain pose with the feet closer together and the arms alongside the body, the head and neck aligned over the shoulders. The next series of stretches, we will be doing gentle twisting movements in the head, neck, and spine to create flexibility. So the first stretch, we'll be keeping the whole body still, facing forward, and turning the head toward the left, being careful here not to extend beyond your limits, just working gently at your edges, and looking over the left shoulder, and without moving any farther, allowing the gaze to go back over the left shoulder as far as possible, so that in this way you're actually stretching your eye muscles. And then returning the head to center. And let's turn the head toward the right as far as it will go. And looking out over the right shoulder, allowing the gaze to go as far back to the right as possible. Aware of sensations here. And then coming back to center with the head and neck aligned over the shoulders. Next, let's twist the upper torso. So keeping the feet relatively close together, placing the hands on the hips, and keeping the hips and the lower body facing forward, not moving, twisting at the waist to the right, being careful to not overly strain the spine or the neck, and looking out over the right shoulder, gazing back toward the right as far as you can, breathing here, sensing into this twisting, gentle stretch. And then coming back to center. And we'll do the other side. So again, with the feet close together and the hands on the hips, keeping the hips and lower body facing forward, twisting gently to the left at the waist, turning the head to look out over the left shoulder, allowing the gaze to go as far back and to the left as possible. Sensing into this twisting stretch. Breathing here. Aware of sensations in the body. And then coming back to center, aligning the head and neck over the shoulders. Balancing upright like a mountain. And for the last of the twisting stretches, we'll actually be doing a whole body rotation, but with the feet firmly planted on the floor, facing forward. So, placing the hands on the hips and twisting the whole body toward the right, looking out over the right shoulder as you soften and rotate, being careful not to overextend here, breathing here. Aware of sensations. And then coming back to center, realigning the body. Noticing the sensations of having done this gentle twisting stretch. And now let's twist to the left. So with the knees slightly bent and the hands on the hips, keeping the feet firmly rooted and facing forward, twisting the whole body to the left as you turn and rotate the body, looking out over the left shoulder, looking as far to the left as you can, breathing here, softening into the stretch and sensing sensations as you do. And then coming back to center and readjusting your posture if you need to, so that again, you are rooted and upright, embodying flexibility. For the last standing stretch, we'll be doing a forward bend. And only if you're able to and feel comfortable with it. So again, starting by noticing the sensations in the soles of the feet and rooting them firmly on the floor. And you can do this with knees either bent or straight, whatever feels right for your body. And allowing the upper body to fall forward, to bend at the waist, and going only as far as is good for you in this moment, listening carefully to the wisdom of your body, resting the hands on the thighs or the knees or even a chair if you need to. And for those who are very flexible, allowing the hands to rest on the floor. Feeling the spine and muscles of the back lengthen and stretch. Noticing the sensations here. And then when you're ready to come up, either walking your hands up the legs until you come up entirely, or if you care to, reaching the arms out and then raising them up and returning to standing upright with the arms alongside the body and the head and neck balanced over the shoulders. For the remaining stretches, we will be sitting on the floor or on a mat. So, maintaining awareness of sensations in the body as you transition from standing to sitting. And as you sit, being fully present right here and right now. Perhaps aware of the sensation of contact of the body with the mat or the floor, weight, pressure, warmth, coolness, just dropping into and embodying sitting. And now let's work on opening and stretching the hip muscles. First, by bringing the soles of the feet together as close to the body as possible, but again, here, being very careful not to overdo and extend beyond your limits. And reaching the arms and hands forward and placing them wherever it's most comfortable for you, either on the thighs or on the ankles, or even clasping the feet and toes. And straightening the spine, looking up, and then allowing the upper body to bend toward the toes. And as you do this, noticing the hips and groin muscles open and seeing if you can soften and release the muscles here. We're not bouncing the knees. We're just allowing a gentle opening of these muscles. So we're not striving. Just noticing, moment by moment, the sensations associated with stretching and opening in this way. And then when you're ready to, releasing the hands, and we'll leave the left knee exactly where it is and stretch the right leg out so that the sole of the left foot is touching either the inner thigh or the inner knee of the right leg. And in this posture, it's important to align the hips over the outstretched leg. So aligning the hips and the upper body so that they're facing forward over the leg and taking a deep breath in, raising the arms up, reaching up, and then letting the upper body fall forward over the right leg and letting the hands settle on the leg wherever they get to. Breathing here, noticing with interest and curiosity the sensations in the body as you stretch in this way. Allowing gravity and the breath to deepen the stretch. Being present, listening to the wisdom of your own body, and then to come out of this posture, either walking your hands up the leg until you are upright, or reaching up with hands and arms overhead and being fully present, allowing the arms and hands to float back to your sides, and stretching out the left leg, noting the sensations in the legs and hips, the back, dropping into how it is in your body after stretching in this way. And now when you're ready, let's do the opposite leg. So keeping the left leg outstretched while bending the right knee, placing the sole of the right foot in the region of the inner thigh or the left knee. And again, aligning the hips and upper body over the elongated left leg. And reaching up with the arms and hands on the next in-breath. And then falling forward over the outstretched leg, allowing the hands to come to rest wherever they get to. Breathing here. Attending closely to the sensations in the body. From moment to moment. Softening into this posture. And then when you want to come out of the pose, again, either walking the hands up the leg or raising the hands and arms up overhead and then floating them down back to your sides and returning to sitting with both legs outstretched and supporting yourself with your hands, taking a minute to just shake out the legs. Allow them to be floppy and loose and notice the sensations as you do this in the body. And then coming back to stillness, we'll transition to the last part of this mindful movement practice by lying down. And again, maintaining continuity of awareness as you move from sitting to lying and letting yourself sink into the mat, allowing the legs to be long and the feet to fall away from one another and the arms to be at the sides with the palms facing up. And aware of the sensations of the breath at the belly, inflating on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. And just to stretch out the back and massage the back after doing these practices, let's do a few pelvic tilts. So bending the knees and placing the soles of the feet on the floor and gently pressing the soles of the feet into the floor. And as you do this, flattening the back on the mat or the floor and tilting the pelvis upward. And then releasing the soles of the feet, allowing the curve to return to the lower back as you tilt the pelvis down. And let's just do a few of these at your own pace, tilting the pelvis up and down, knowing that you're strengthening the lower back with this gentle movement. And then coming to stillness, let's hug the knees into the chest and breathing here in this position, and then rocking from side to side with the knees hugged into the chest, our arms around the knees. And if you care to, making circles with the knees in one direction and then the other direction. Just attending very closely to the wisdom of your own body and what your body needs right now. Moving gently, aware of sensations from moment to moment. And then coming to stillness, placing the soles of the feet back on the floor, and then elongating the legs, coming back to a lying down position, the rest posture, allowing the legs to be outstretched and the feet to fall away from one another, allowing the arms to be at a comfortable distance alongside the body, with the palms facing up or down, whatever feels best for you. And again, letting yourself sink into the mat or the floor, allowing it to cradle you and hold you. Wakeful, aware. Dropping into the sensations of the breath at the belly once again. Feeling the rising of the belly on the in-breath and the softening of the belly on the out-breath. Present with each breath as it unfolds. And now expanding the awareness to include the body as a whole lying here. So from the tips of the toes through the feet and the ankles, including the lower legs, the knees, the upper legs, the hips and back, the abdomen and chest, the shoulders and the shoulder blades, opening again to the sensations in the hands and arms, including the neck and head, aware of the face. Holding the whole body in awareness as it is. lying here and congratulating yourself for taking the time to nourish yourself in this way with gentle movement and for cultivating being and stepping out of clock time. You may choose to lie here and practice as long as you like until you hear the sound of the bells.